everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Cecilia.
Hey guys, 欢迎大家收听早安英文。This is January.
节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
没错，这些奖品呢，都是我们老师为大家精心所挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且是你花钱都很难买到的哦。所以，坚持读完一本原版书。杂志或者是用好我们的早安周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。 Cici, do you use dating apps?
Not really. I've had pretty bad dating experiences before, so I'm not really a big fan of that.
哎，好像有瓜可以吃哎。 What kind of bad dating experiences?
可能是运气不太好啊，在这种软件上遇到的人呢，感觉都不太靠谱，或者说聊不太来，所以之后就没有怎么用过了。What about you, Jen?
One of the bad dating experiences I've had was being stood up for 2 hours straight.
That's crazy! 这里呢 Jen 提到了一个表达 stood up 就是表示被放鸽子的意思。A person who doesn't show up or arrive at a particular function or event.
Yeah, it was really disrespectful. 所以呢，我觉得社交软件上的人可能真的没有那么靠谱哈。
So you stopped using them too?
Yeah, pretty much. 不过呢，我最近看了一部 Netflix 的纪录片之后呢，我觉得我们俩的这点经历根本算不了什么。
Why? What movie?
Well, it's about a dating app called the Tinder Swindler. 那这部电影呢，就是跟世界上最大的约会软件 Tinder 相关。
The Tinder Swindler? Let me guess, is it a story about scam?
没错，讲的就是 Tinder 上一个令人震惊的杀猪盘的故事。我们的约会经历可能不那么的尽如人意哈，但是这个故事里面的女生可是被约会对象骗走了巨额财产，背上了难以承受的债务。
I'm curious, how much money this scammer has taken in total?
Take a guess.
几十万美元？
格局还可以再打开一点，他其实一共骗走了高达上千万美元。
That's insane. 这些到底是怎么发生的？恋爱脑到底有多可怕啊？
那我们今天呢，就来聊一聊这部叫做 Tinder 诈骗王的纪录片，来看看杀猪盘到底有多可怕。
Sure, let's talk about the Netflix documentary, The Tinder Swindler. 我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。那我们先来说说这个片名，叫做 The Tinder Swindler。
Swindler 就是骗子的意思 ，swindle 是骗的意思嘛，所以 swindler 就是骗子或者说诈骗者的意思。而 Tinder 就是我们开头说到的那个约会软件，在国内好像不是很火，但是呢，在全球还算是一个比较主流的 dating app。
Right, on Tinder, you can see other users' profiles, which include their photo, a short bio, and a list of their interests.
是的，在上面呢，你可以看到一些其他用户的信息，包括照片啊、简介啊，甚至还有相隔的这个距离。
Users swipe right to like or swipe left to dislike other users.
对 ，swipe 就是用手滑的意思。那如果你对一个用户感兴趣的话，就把他的主页往右滑 ，swipe right。如果不喜欢的话呢，就往左滑 ，swipe left。
但是想要跟对方聊天的话，仅仅是单方面的 swipe right 是不够的。
Yeah.Tinder uses a double opt-in system, where both users must match before they can exchange messages.
要双方同时 swipe right 才能够匹配，也就是我们说的 match.
对，那这个主人公 Simon 就是在 Tinder 上到处撒网布置骗局。18年的时候呢，他跟一个叫做 Cecily 的女孩在 Tinder 上相遇了。Oh, remember, it's Cecily, not Cecilia.
Thanks for the clarification, Jen. In Cecily's eyes, Simon is a handsome, well-dressed man who often goes to high-end clubs, attends various meetings, and travels around the world.
那在 Cecily 看来呢， Simon 简直就是传说中的宝藏男孩。他长相帅气，衣着呢非常的考究 ，well-dressed。那经常出入高档会所，参加各种会议，还有各种派对，然后在世界各地去旅行，真的是妥妥的富二代的感觉。
So of course she swiped right.
Yeah, and then they are matched.
初步接触之后呢，两个人奔现了。Cecily 很快就被 Simon 的风度所吸引。
So she googled her date. He was the son of the king of diamonds, Lev Levy. 这个女孩子开始还是有点不放心，所以呢，在谷歌上搜了一下，发现他是以色列钻石大亨的儿子。
So of course, when Simon invited her to a private plane trip, she said yes.
对。Private plane 就是私人飞机的意思，那一听是私人飞机， Cecily 瞬间就有了兴趣。This is something she has never experienced before. 于是呢，他立马就答应了 Simon。
嗯，之后他们的感情也火速升温。不久之后啊 ，Cecily 彻底爱上了 Simon， 感受到了前所未有的幸福。
But that didn't last very long. 很快呢，就有意外出现了。
Simon claimed that he was in danger, sent videos of his bodyguard bleeding, and told his girlfriend that he needed to use a credit card in someone else's name so he couldn't be tracked.
对，那 Simon 有一天晚上就跟 Cecily 发了很多短信啊，并告诉他说自己不能够刷信用卡，要不然就会被人所追踪。
So of course Cecily believed him. She sent credit cards, took out loans and lines of credit, and even flew suitcases of withdrawn cash to him in his time of need.
对 in one's time of need 就是在需要帮助的时刻
这个时候女生看到心爱的人遭受敌人的追杀恋爱脑肯定会非常的想要去搭救他啊
对啊 of course she believed him she was the prince of diamonds flew private everywhere stayed at the fanciest hotels always dripping in designer clothing 而且因为以为他就是钻石大王的儿子嘛所以 Cecily 相信对方肯定是会还钱的
but he never paid her back
And the relationship ultimately left her heartbroken, deceived, and more than $200,000 in debt.
$200,000, that's insane. Cecily 最终被骗了$200,000。
而且 Cecily 并不是唯一被骗的女人。那其实呢，她是一个一系列的庞氏骗局，就是用骗 A 女的钱来为 B 女的消费买单，然后等 B 女上钩之后呢，再骗取她的钱来引诱 C 女。
And little did each woman know that all the wealth they bore witness to had been paid for by the woman who came before them, women who were alone in debt and desperate for answers.
那其实呢 ,Simon 这一切都是假的,包括他的名字,其实他根本就不是什么钻石大王的儿子。
And did he get caught? I hope he ends up in jail.
Well, he was arrested in 2019 and sentenced to 15 months in prison for fraud in Israel.And after serving 5 months of jail time, he was released on good behavior.
骗了这么多钱，仅仅就被判入狱了15个月，又只坐了5个月牢就获得了自由，这也判得太轻了吧
？I know, right? And at the end of the documentary, we see him continuing the same lavish lifestyle he led before prison, while his victims are still paying off their debts.那受害者呢还在债务深渊中挣扎而他已经像之前一样过得逍遥自在了
所以在追求爱情的同时一定要提高警惕凡事总要多问问为什么才能让这样的悲剧避免在自己身上发生
那今天呢我们的节目就到这里了最后呢再提醒一下大家我们今天所有的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
So thank you so much for listening. This is Cecilia.
This is Jen. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。